great day. I have a big surprise for you. One of my favorite people is on with me. I want to make sure that you guys see the video and give me a thumbs up if you see me and everything is good. I'm not even playing the intro today because I'm so excited because I have one of the greatest Patriots. I imagine you probably can guess who I'm excited about having on today because you know I don't really have people on the show very often, but this is a very special person and I'm so thankful that he agreed to join with me because I want to definitely make sure and support him. So give me the thumbs up if you guys can see everything and we're live and everything's rolling. Yay. I think everything is good. So let's go. This is my wonderful friend and our wonderful, amazing Patriot who has fought so hard and is under such an incredible attack continually. And so I just want us to all we're going to lift him up in prayer today. We're going to hear some of the latest things that are going on. And so we're just going to have a great time together because we're going to win. And that's one of the great things about him because he always reminds us about trusting in the Lord. Y'all know who I'm talking about? Y'all know who I'm talking about? It's the great Patriot, Mike Lindell. Welcome, Mike Lindell. Come on in. Let me see if I can figure out how to admit you into the chat, here we go. Yay. Did you hear all the things I was saying how great about you, Mike?
No, I could not hear anything.
Okay. I was just telling, welcome. I'm so glad that you are on with me today. And I was just telling everybody how much I appreciate you and how you've been on the front lines for such a long time and they're just fighting against you like absolute crazy. So yeah, you guys, we have a live chat going on my Rumble. Yeah. And so if you guys have any questions for Mike, you can put them in the chat and Songbird will make sure to show them to me. But yes, welcome, Mike. I want you to tell us everything and that's on your heart today. And I was also mentioning how I'm so thankful that you have led the people in faith to trust the Lord in the middle of all of this. Our channel is all about prayer. We've been lifting you up right in prayer for such a long time, and as well as President Trump and all those on the front line. So, yeah, tell us what's on your heart.
Well, you guys, there's good things going on and bad things right now, and both happening this week. Everyone said to me, "But well, Mike, you're vindicated. The President Trump won, and all that." This is just the start, everybody. I want to get to secure elections. This is what I've worked 18 hours a day on for 4 years. And like our president said the other day, he goes, when he passed this executive order, I'm going to tell you all about, he said, everyone around me said, don't worry about the election, but you won by a landslide. And he knows that this will all be in vain if we don't secure our elections. Right. And, On the night of the election, everybody, I was in Mar-a-Lago, and we went up to the convention center after a great president had won, and I walked in there with my wife, and all the usual suspects, all your political, New York Times, Washington Post, this little snob from ABC, they're all lined up like cordwood, okay? But they've all become kind of friends of mine. They all have my phone number. I have every reporter, I think, in the world on the left. Now, remember, everybody, back in 21, Fox and Newsmax and stuff went silent on anything to do with elections. So here's what happened. They're all lined up, and here come they led that gal from ABC. She comes up, and she goes, Mike, we all want to know, now that your good friend Donald Trump won, was this a secure election? Was there cheating there? And I go, I look at her and I go, you know what? You should all be ashamed of yourself. You know that I don't trust any elections done with computers. And I said, I have told you guys that as you said, Mike wants to overturn the 2020 election. I said, you all know this is what I've been saying every day for 4 years. And I said, I said, in this election, it doesn't matter who won. I said, with the computer, I wouldn't trust it. But I did say to him, but you know what, you guys attack me every day for 18 hours a day for the last 4 years. And you know what? I was able to help get the word out about our election platforms and help getting this great man elected. And they all went, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. But it's true. I had to endure, attack after attack. Right. Now, everybody, wouldn't you expect?
Hang on, before you go on to that, because I want to just, you're on, this is the front lines. Of all the front lines, this is the front line. To be fighting against election fraud. And one of the reasons that you know that is because if ever we said anything about election fraud, we got our channels canceled immediately. We got canceled. That's so right. Everybody on my, we're over here on Telegram. We're over here on Rumble. All of us are like misfit toys because we've been kicked off of all these major platforms. Thankfully, now we're back on X, but we don't have our original accounts back. But I mean, that tells you right there. This is how, basically, in my opinion, the CIA has been doing this all over the world. These color revolutions and using these machines all over the world. And this is what has to happen. Of course, President Trump keeps talking about paper ballots. Right. Watermark paper ballots. We've got to go to that, and you can count them all by the end of the day. And this is, you know, we're going to keep saying that. And you know, the thing is, we're not being banned anymore because we can say the truth on Gatter and Truth and Telegram and Rumble and X now.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and I'll go back there, everybody, and tell you that January 7th and 8th of 2021 will go down as the two of the most important dates in history. And the reason for that is this, everybody. 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed that day. Zuckerberg's Facebook, Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, you name it. Parler was the only competition wiped off, gone. If you talked about Jesus Christ, if you talked bad about the vaccine, or if you, how dare you talk about the election.
That's the end of it.
Now, and everybody else was afraid to talk about it, everybody, because of January 6th. So when this deplatform happened, I always do it in my speeches. When I was growing up, we had black and white TVs, and you turn them off as kids, and they'd go down to this little tiny dot.
Right. I've heard you talk about that,
We would turn them back on, and the TV would come back to life.
Yeah.
That little dot was our voice, everybody.
Yeah.
And if that dot would have went out those 2 days,
it
was over. We're not
Germany.
It's gone.
Right.
And then another significant date was February 4th of 2021. They did everything to us to kill our voice. On that day was the day that Smartmatic sued Fox News. That started lawfare in our country. It hadn't been done since 1792, everybody. When that lawfare came in, you immediately lost Fox News, Newsmax, Salem Media. All of them would not talk about the election anymore, ever. And they have not done it just this week. And I'm going to tell you, this is a big breakthrough. This blew my mind.
Really?
That Fox News actually covered something with the elections. Here's what happened, everybody. A couple days ago, our great president came up, or he had an executive order, and it's about the election platforms. In his order, it said it's mandatory voter ID with proof of citizenship. No more ballots counted after election day. But here, this is really key.
Oh, really? Okay, so that's the executive order. Do you have, what's the number of that executive order? I'm gonna share it in the chat.
I don't have the number on it. That you just put it. It's all over the news everywhere.
I don't know how I've missed it. Okay. Go ahead.
Here's one more thing you guys need to know. Paper ballots with no QR codes and no barcodes. In effect, what he's saying, you can't use machines to count
there
them
you
anymore.
Go.
Okay?
There you-
because the barcodes and you can't see them.
This is
historical, everybody.
Oh, wow.
More things are coming. But guess what? Fox News talked about that this executive order. I can't even believe it. Horrible Fox News.
And they even, finally, they'll talk about it. It's been over a year.
They talked about it. So,
finally.
And you guys, since, I'm going to tell you this. Since the election, I have been attacked every day. My pillow, we've had canceled. They've canceled our orders just today or this week. My Lindell Recovery Network, the Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, is going after that. My foundation, we have the longest running IRS audits ever at MyPillow and Mike Lindell. They have put it down. And why, everybody? Because I want to get rid of the machine.
You're enemy number one. You are enemy number one.
Right. I told our president, you guys, I met with them 4 weeks ago. And I'm 4 weeks ago, I met in his office and I told him, and there was other people in the office, he had him tell them too. 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines in their elections.
Wow.
The last one being Argentina.
Wow.
They got rid of the machines in 4 months, had the best hand counting system ever. And by the way, we already have that developed at Cause of America and my recovery, my Election Crime Bureau. Now, over 100 countries have banned early voting and mail-in voting. We have the worst election platforms in the United States in world history.
Right.
A communist right. country, it don't
right.
matter.
Our
elections are the worst. They stole 4 senators, 9 congressmen just in this last election.
Right.
And we're going, well, Mike, why would they do that? Why did they steal Donald Trump's? Because you know what? And I've told people, if they would have given us China virus 2.0, do you think we would have all fell for that and wore masks and sat in our houses and all this stuff?
I hope not. I hope people wouldn't do that again. I don't know.
No, they would. They would not. In Minnesota, we couldn't have, for Thanksgiving and Christmas, we could only have 10 people in our house.
That's ridiculous.
Or your neighbors could turn you in, you get 90 days in jail. Nobody would have fell for that. Just like election crime 2.0. If they would have came and
stole
the election
okay.
for Donald Trump,
okay.
if they would have stole it, the people would have demanded what? Finally, you're going to open up those computers. If you're missing money in your bank account, everybody, on your statement, what's the first thing the bank does? They open up the computers to you and they see, hey, it was a computer error or something's wrong here. Maybe it was fraud. Who knows? But they open it up to look in there.
Right.
We didn't have that in our elections. It would have been demanded.
Right.
But so what the evil did, they said, okay, they still stole 6 million votes from Donald Trump, by the way, everybody. Between that and
right,
Kamala.
Right.
Okay. Now, but if I'm their marketer, I go, okay, we can't do this. We can't take this. We can't take what really would have been 68%. It would have been redder than you've ever seen in history.
Right, right.
They had to steal those. That. Why did they only steal enough congressmen? Why did they steal enough to win it? You know
okay.
why?
Right.
Because there the public would have demanded. No, there's no way that's impossible. There were impossibilities like North Carolina. Donald Trump wins in a landslide, but all the down tickets are Democrats? Come on.
Come
that
on.
That doesn't happen, everybody.
Right.
They're using computers. So what we have here, that's why they're attacking me. My
right.
teams, we're not
right.
letting up. Now we have our great president do this executive order. We, on the ground, have been blocked by uniparty Republicans like you wouldn't believe. Where did they steal their candidates? In the primaries. We have a little over a year to get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots hand counting. Because what happens is in the primaries, a lot of people call them rhinos. How did this guy get elected to go to the general election? Because they stole him in the primary.
Okay, so remind me again. I just shared it with everybody, the link for that executive order that was just done on the 25th of March. And so I don't even know how I missed it. So it's not really making getting the traction over on the alternative media. So I'm going to start sharing that like my hair's on fire. And all of us are going to do that. That's what my whole Freedom Force Battalion, we put something out there and we just try to get it in every place. So
yeah,
tell me, what are the main things that happened on that executive order? What were the main key
the
points?
The main things is the main things it's going to be a mandatory voter ID with proof of citizenship.
You have to have ID.
Guys, on the same day, the same day, New York, the Supreme Court of New York overturned their law that was put in 2022 that anybody could vote. I don't care if you're illegal or not,
right.
with no ID.
Outrageous.
So the president put, that's a big one.
Yes.
No more ballots counted after election day.
Okay.
You guys
okay.
realize ballots were counted in California and other states in this last election?
For a month.
2 weeks.
Oh, is it?
About 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
In 2020, it was months. We know that. But
okay.
And all of a sudden, they all come back, Democrat. Really?
Of course.
So that takes
of
me.
Course.
This is a big one, though. And by the way, he rescinded Biden's EO-14019. It was a revoked. That was totally corruption in that. You guys could look into details. But paper ballots that cannot have QR codes or barcodes.
Okay, so you're telling me on this executive order, he says for all future elections, they have to have paper ballots.
Well, they have to have paper ballots that can't contain barcodes or QR codes or barcodes.
So it has to be hand counted.
You need to understand this part. Almost all the states have paper ballots,
right,
but they go
right,
through
right.
machines.
Right.
They go through machines,
right.
everybody.
And that's where the devil is in the machine. Exactly. Whatever. Right. Yeah. So you're, the tabulator.
And so the thing is, it's not just we need to go to paper ballots,
hand counted,
melt down the machines and turn them.
And that's the point about it not having a barcode on it. It right, can't be counted on a machine.
Because you have to hand count them. Okay. Now you have to do them. We have the best hand counting system in the world. You don't need the machine. Everyone says, well, you know, well, we have paper ballots in our test on it. I go, yeah, but they're counting with tabulators.
With the tabulator.
Online. All right. Everything's online. The internet, you guys. All these machines, these voting machines, they're all online. They have lied to you and lied and lied.
And the people who are like working at the election, like election judges, they've been fed this. Oh, we can't get this done in the same day. There's no way that that can happen. Right. And it's true. It happens all over the world. They're doing
here, 132 countries have banned voting machines. You bring up a good point, Lisa. Here's what we've done. My teams have done. We have over 300,000 people on the ground in all 50 states. When we went through the first time around and we went to these county clerks, because a lot of counties can just vote them out and get to paper ballots and get rid of the machines. You save, our president said the other day, you save, it's 8% of the cost too. You save your county and state.
Now, crazy. It's a crazy savings.
And we would go in there and we would have, just like I did back when I sold my pillows at county fairs and stuff, if you came up to me and you said, I'll bet you don't have one you can wash and dry. Yes, we do. I'll bet you don't have one that lasts. Yes, 10-year warranty. I'll bet you don't have one you can adjust. Yes, we do. I'll bet you don't have one that stays cool. Yes, it stays cool. And so we had all these things. There was no, we took out every reason that they could say no. And if they still didn't want to buy that pillow, they never were going to get it in the first place.
Right.
So what
we did
to these county clerks, okay, is we went around to the counties and we went in there and they said stuff to us like, oh, it's going to take longer than way too long to do this to count everything. No, we've already used our plan in Osage County, Missouri. It got done at the same time as the machines.
Right.
We have developed, my teams have developed the best hand counting systems in the world. I met with France, Germany, UK, and
Cause for America. CauseForAmerica.org, right? Is that the...
Yeah, that's cause of America.
Of America. Okay,
just
sorry.
Go to LindellPlan.com, everybody. That's where you need to go. All the information, everything's there. Or everybody get the social media app, which is my app, and the election app. Vocal.com, V-O-C-L.com.
V-O-C-L.com.
EOC.com, or go to the App Store, just put Mike Lindell apps. But I want to tell you this. So when we did this, Melissa, we went around to these counties, they would block us even though we would give them no reason. Well, it's less expensive. Why wouldn't you do it? Everything they said to us, the negative, we'd say, no, you can get rid of them. You can vote them out.
Except
right now.
Because it won't let us cheat. Because it won't let us cheat. That's the reason they don't want it.
And if it came down to it and they still didn't want to get rid of them,
it's because they want to cheat.
What are you in on it? You're in on it.
Exactly.
So here's what happened.
Exactly.
Right now, and we would get blocked by uniparty Republicans, who are some of our biggest blockers. You guys, we're now with the president doing this executive order, we can go back around to these clerks and say, okay, now our president, you didn't do this before. We told you it's everything we could of why we need to switch. And now even our president says, you need to do that.
Yeah.
And if they still hold up their head and say, we're not letting you do it, we're going to call them out nationwide. We have a bigger voice now. You guys, we only have two parties. They're not the Democrat or Republican Party. I want to tell you this. I know this. The Democrat Party of old and the Republican Party of old, those ships have sailed.
Right.
What we have now is only two parties. Here's the first party, the Party of Common Sense. That's the party, our great president's party. That's this new party, which I believe 60 to 70% of people fall into this bucket now. The other party, you guys, is the Uniparty. And what that means is, this is what I felt. Who stole our election in 2020? It wasn't a Democrat. That's just what it looks like.
Right.
No, it was the Uniparty, the deep state globalists, and the CCP. This unit, remember, everybody, all you got to do is look at the Obama and the Clintons and the Bushes all hanging out like thicker than thieves. That Uniparty.
That's what woke me up. That's what woke me up in 2017 was when I saw that they were best friends. The Clintons, yep. and then the Bushes. That's when I woke up. I said, No. They've been running a big game on us for all of our lives.
Yep. And we would have been over. If the 2020 election, everybody, did not happen, we lose everything. If Donald Trump would have been put in there, if evil looks back now and says, we should have just let him win in 2020. And once he was gone after 4 years, we still had the machines to steal everything. And we just put the hammer down. Instead, a miracle happened.
It is.
We caught him. And they did put Donald Trump in right away. So over the last 4 years, we have learned so much, everybody. And we are going to get through this, and we are going to win and get rid of these machines.
I love how you always do that, Mike. And in the middle of, so what you guys don't know, he's got more attacks today, this week, and he just. But God has given you supernatural strength, right? There's just no doubt about it, right? And the same strength that He gave you to overcome your addiction and how you know you're helping other people do the same thing. Given you the supernatural strength to stay on the front lines. What you guys don't know is, He's in the middle of a huge firestorm right now. And what is he sitting here talking about? Here we're 20 minutes into the video, and he's still talking about the election fraud, because that's what God has put on his heart to share that. Right. And he trusts the Lord that the Lord is going to provide for him, just like we do. We trust the Lord is going to provide for us every day. He's going to see us through. And I just love that you're speaking faith, because faith in the middle of fire is powerful. For people to see that you're doing that. So I want you to tell. Okay, so do you want to tell us how they're attacking you right now?
Yeah, you guys, right now, the box stores, we have about so many things going on. But the most disturbing one, remember, MyPillow is an employee-owned company. They've been attacked. They've been sued for billions. They get attacked every day. But we thought we had box stores coming back. They came back this fall. We go, wow, we're going to get all of our business back. They came back. You guys, they canceled their orders. The order that was going out this a week ago, they canceled it. We had all these Percale sheets, Giza Dream sheets. And I said, you know what? Enough of this. I'm going to call out the names of them. I'm giving them till Monday. But in the meantime, we're going to lock everything that would have went to their box stores. You guys can get the Percale, a queen size, normally $89.98. They would have paid $29.98 and doubled that price in the store. You guys are getting them for $29.98,
yes,
and the king Thank size you. For $34.98 of the Percale. Of course, use that promo code Melly.
Right. And, that's
great. I'm going to give you a number to 800-627-7953. And you know what, Melly? You know, the media will call me just like they did early in the week. Well, that grifter Mike, he's using all this to grift, you know. You guys, I'm out of money. I've spent it all. I've done everything.
I've told people, was it 60 million?
I'm the worst grifter in the
world.
You're
the worst. You're really horrible.
I'm trying to save my pillow and my employees.
They're so dear.
And I'll tell you, to get through, we couldn't have done it without, you know, everybody's help out there supporting my pillow. And we have all these, you know, it's American Dream on steroids. I come from being an ex-crack addict to the... having this great company, MyPillow, so many of our products made here in the USA, all these USA workers. And by the way, when you call the 800-627-7953, these are mom and dads that work from home, most of them, that have kids. So it was a blessing to them that they could work from home. The IRS came after them 2 years ago, everybody, to stop them from working
because
from home.
A contractor.
That's when we beat.
Right.
I never let up. We beat it.
Yes, right. And, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I appreciate you doing that. Yes. And I just can't believe they, you know... They did it again. You know, when I posted this meme, I'm like, I can't believe they did, because I'm thinking, enough already. You know, can't we just move on and get our country back? But no, they won't stop. The honest truth is, they won't stop until they are prosecuted.
No, they don't. If I stop talking to everybody about the election platforms and getting rid of the machine, it probably would stop. And the media's asked me, well, Mike, would you go back now that you've lost everything or almost everything? I've lost all my money, borrowed millions, and they said... Well, you know, once you wish you could turn back time, and I go, absolutely not. I said, we don't have a country anyway.
Right.
And I said, I'll tell you when I had a conversation I had with our president last summer. This is before he got shot, and him and I were sitting there, and I love telling this story. We're talking. I go, you know, Mr. President, because he asked me how my pillow was doing. And I said, they're just attacking on my employees. It's horrible. And he goes, And I said, but you know, Mr. President, all the bad things going on in our country, all the fentanyl pouring in, all the things they're doing, is actually helping. God uses all things for good because people, it's opening people's eyes. That's what I was telling. People are pouring into this bucket of common sense. And I said, there's another bucket. People are out there finding the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I said, people don't look to God when things are going good. They look to him when things are going bad. And then he looks at me and he goes, well, Mike, all these terrible things, they're destroying our country. I don't even know, you know, in 4 years to get it all fixed in 4 years. And I looked at him and I said, sir, with God, all things are possible. Amen. And God working through you, amen, you will get it done faster and better than anyone in
that's
history.
That's right.
He was
that's
picked right. by, he was chosen by God.
Amen. There's and no doubt. There's
look
no
what
doubt.
He's doing. Look what he's doing.
He's
now,
a chosen
everybody.
One.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
It is. It is. And we have a front row seat. And what I tell my battalion, and I can't even talk about it so because I'll start to get weepy. Y'all know how I do. But it's just such a, you know, in my opinion, this is the Great Awakening. This is the biblical. Yeah. This is biblical what's going on. And we
absolutely.
We are, thank God we're not asleep. Thank God that he tapped us on the shoulder. He literally blasted a trumpet in our ears, like President Trump in our ears, to wake us up and to join this fight. And that's what's amazing, that we get to be, not only are we not asleep, but we're awake and we're also in the fight. And we'll always know that. It says in Revelation 14, because, you know, I wrote a bestseller book on Revelation. I've been teaching kids God's word for 35 years. And so the Lord helped me to decode Revelation. And so I wrote this book about it. And I'm just so thankful that like Revelation 14 says that we'll sing a song that no one else will sing. What does that mean? It's that we will know for all eternity, Mike, that we have this camaraderie. We were in this great battle. This amazing battle together, and that we fought and we didn't give up, even, no matter what that's they right. did to us, no matter how they counseled us, no matter how whatever they threw at us, we stood, and because God is giving us the strength to do it. And so, yeah.
God, you know, when I would see people all the time these last 4 years, and when I was at the Rose Garden on that stage way back and right before the China virus, and I said, God has given us grace for such a time as this. People come up to you.
Oh, yeah. How could you say that? Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. I said, oh, but it is. We're in the greatest time to be alive in history. In history.
It is. You know, it really is. I say that all the time. There's so many fear mongers out there, and I'm always speaking faith.
It's a battle of evil and good. I'm going to say, for the fear mongers or for the people in fear, I'm going to tell you all this right now. Okay. If you prayed out there and your prayers didn't come true and you're going, okay, and, you know, maybe your prayer was that Donald Trump, you know, I prayed that he would get in 2020, whatever your prayers are, and they didn't come true, I say to you, those are reactionary prayers. I used to pray all the time when I was in jail, please, God, get me out of here. I'll never do this again, whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
And listen, everybody, the things you're praying for, if they're not coming to fruition right away, they might not be God's will or God's timing.
Timing, yeah.
And let me tell you this. Where is God's will? God's will is in the Word. This is what I do every morning. I get in the Word, read my Bible, and then guess what, everybody? This is beautiful. You can be proactive in prayer, and they line up with God's will beautifully.
It does.
I can sit and have a peace every day, even as I'm getting attacked, and have a peace that, hey, God's with me. I know that all these things are some, I'm going to look back and say, wow, all these things had to happen just the way it did to get to this great place we're going, everybody.
Right.
And one of the things, I would bet there's more people that found Jesus Christ these last 4 years than the whole decade before that. And this is around the world, everybody.
Yes.
So,
I think you're right. Well, along with that same line, I want you to tell about the Recovery Network because you know, what God did for you, you are trying to help other people. Right. So I want people to know how to go on there. Lindell Recovery Network.
Yeah, you guys, Lindell Recovery Network is very dear to me. Back when I quit everything, crack and everything, January 16, 2009, about a month before that, everybody, and I had been in every kind of treatment center known to man back in the 80s to get your license back, whatever it was, anyway, I'm laying about a month before that, in December of 2008, I had nothing left in the world, I'm staring at a ceiling, and out of the blue, my friend walks in, Dick Van Sloan, I hadn't seen him in 3 years, but he was my match in every way. We had both been functioning addicts. We had both turned to crack cocaine. But I had heard he had found the Lord, and he had quit 3 years. But I hadn't seen him in 3 years. He walks in that house, and I go, Dick, what are you doing here? He goes, The Lord led me here. What's going on? And I looked at him, and you know what I said to him? I had questions for him. My first question was, I said, Dick, is it boring? He said, no, man, it ain't boring. But I'll tell you, it inspired me. I call him my hope match in my book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? It's my hope match. So when you go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, everybody, I'm going to tell you, okay, if you're an addict or any kind of addiction, remember, addiction isn't just people that eat with no forks. It's anywhere up to four forks. No matter who you are, addiction, functioning addicts are everywhere. So here you would come to this LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. You get there, and it's going to ask you, and we don't have to go through it, but I can tell you, it's going to ask you what you're addicted to, your main addiction, and your age. And what's going to come up is thousands of videos. This is, we put millions into my own name. It's like your hope match. It's your hope match, and they're going
to
say,
whatever it is that the enemy has gotten you to tangle you up, that you can find
right.
that exact
so I'm seeing all
how
these
to deal
people,
with it.
Right, right. I'm seeing all these people, and they're telling me the commonality of the drug. That's what they're saying. And so then I know they've been where I've been. Like and I did this in a thing like, I wanted to do like, instead of saying, if you say, well, you know, here's my story. I ran over someone, I rolled my car, and I fell in the Lord, whatever it may be. Another addict, if I look at that, that doesn't resonate with addicts, because they either say, I'm either worse than him or her, or I'm not as bad yet. So they don't tell those stories. What it is, these clips are going to come up, and it's going to say what they didn't like about their addiction, the specific drug or whatever it was. So I'm going to do crack cocaine real quick.
Okay.
What I didn't like about crack was, or being a crack addict is, I didn't like running out of baking soda. I didn't like carpet farming. I didn't like tweaking out windows. I didn't like if I couldn't find a spoon. Now, all of you out there that haven't been on crack,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. Every single person that's ever been on crack cocaine had just what I just said. So now you have all these pictures, right? These videos. And I'm going, and you know in the video they've been set free, that they're off their addiction. So that gives me hope.
Yes.
Wow, if they can do it,
I can
do it. And you click the next thing, and it brings you into now you get to hear all their stories of how they got how they got off their addictions, and every one of them ends with they fell in the Lord Jesus
Christ.
That's
right.
Now on this line, you guys, this is all free. It's online, LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. I see people all over this country go, you know, my incorrigible brother or whatever it is, or my husband, wife, they went to your network and they got set free. They found Jesus. Getting off their addictions is just the bonus. Jesus Christ there.
That's right.
We also, you guys, have vetted. There's three doors you're going to choose when you get there. One is we vetted over 2,000 churches in this country that actually have help for people in addiction.
Okay.
We also vetted over thousands
of
treatment centers that will take care of you. And guess what they all have in common? Every one of them is Jesus Christ and faith-based. The other ones don't work, people.
Exactly.
You know, 5% success
versus
85. And the last one you're going to see is, everybody get ready for this. The last one you can do online. It's a program I went through physically. They made it online. It was actually, when I went to this, it was a drop zone for people, and it was a miracle I went to it, but for people in the military, and I was never in the military. But anyway, with that, by the way, I got saved February 18th, everybody, 2017.
Yeah.
So that's not too long
ago.
No,
that's not. Was it 8 year? You just had your 8 year anniversary. Is that what you just?
Yep.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Let me tell you, everybody. So what I'm saying is, with this, you're seeing your hope match, and people know I've been there, so people will go there. If you have an addict out there, you say, hey, Mike Lindell's got this website.
Give it a try.
They're going to go there. They're going to go there. And
just to see.
And I will
there you go.
I want to say one more thing about it, everybody. This has been such an amazing and so dear to my heart. This is what I was doing before all the election stuff. And now that we came out of that, I'm kind of, with I was doing speeches all over the country for addicts and for churches and stuff to get people
right
to Jesus. Now, this just 2 weeks ago, everybody, I get this from the from Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota. This is it's a petition to compel for the Lindell Recovery Network. They want to destroy this. They can't believe that somebody back then when I developed this would put in all their own money. This is a C3. So I'm putting in all my money. And our mission statement is to get people to Jesus Christ. So here I'm being attacked by the
what's the basis? That makes no sense. What's the basis of the lawsuit? It's your website.
It's not a lawsuit. They're doing a complete audit. They're doing this audit. But we gave them everything. And now they went to the judge and they get a motion to compel. Means they don't believe I gave them everything. You guys, I'm the most transparent person in history. When the FBI took my phone, well, I said, I'll give you a copy. You could have came. Right.
They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the truth. All they want is the process of causing you more trouble. They want to take away your time.
They want distraction.
Right.
But I want to quick ask everybody out there, call me a grifter what you want. I have ran out of money and things like this where they've attacked me on the Lindell Recovery Network where I put in all my own money, millions of dollars and millions of dollars into my other things that are out there. I would ask everybody, if you do have anyone in addiction, to send them there. But if you want to donate, I will accept donations now for help because I don't want to see this dream that I have that God gave me to help people to the Lord. They really need help there.
Yes.
The Lindell Recovery Network.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. So, guys, I just put the link in the chat. Lindell with two L-I-N-D-L-L, recoverynetwork.org. You can go and support that. Before we finish, I love that. And, you know, I think that for some people who maybe haven't experienced what it's like to have an addiction like maybe what you're talking about here, I think that, I think there's an addiction of fear. Because if people haven't been trained to trust the Lord and have that faith, then they fall victim to the fear. And there's so much fear mongering out on the social media. And that's why a lot of people come back to my channel. They're like, I went out and got all this fear, stuff going on. And so I come back here because we're constantly about, no matter what's going on, even when Biden puts his hand on the Bible, we're like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to trust the Lord and we're going to see how he's going to see us through. Right. And it's because of years of practice. You are practiced in trusting him and you just know that he's in control and he's got a perfect plan. Okay, but speaking of that, let's talk about our wonderful patriot, Tina Peters. Tell me the latest with her.
Okay, you guys, first I'm going to give you a background, everybody. I met Tina in the summer of 21 at the famous Now Cyber Symposium. Tina Peters was a clerk in Colorado that runs the elections in Mesa County. And the townspeople came to her, and it wasn't about the presidential election. It was about a Mesa County election where it didn't make sense. Nothing made sense based on other on the path.
Right.
And they said, hey, we have a problem here, Tina. We have a problem. And Tina, I don't even know if she was political. She is a Gold Star mom.
Right.
And but she, I don't think she was a real political one way or another. She just did her job the best she could. Never had a jaywalking ticket in her life, everybody. I didn't even know anybody could be like that perfect. But,
right.
But they brought to her, and she started looking. She goes, no, I do my job really good. And she starts looking into this, and this is in the spring of 21.
Right.
Well, about the same time, everybody, and then she's finding bad things that went on and are hearing about it.
Right.
And using the numbers that it came out of where, the machine.
Right. My people know, pretty much know Tina's story. They know, but you keep going.
Well, I'll cut it real close, everybody. Yeah. But at that time, the evil Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, and the company Dominion, which Colorado is all Dominion machines. Now, at that time, they had already sued me in MyPillow by that time. They went through, they called it the Trusted Build, and they ordered every clerk in Colorado to delete their computers.
Outrageous. Outrageous. And the only reason you do that is because of something dirty. There's no, oh no, right. There's no other reason. Go ahead.
Right. So they had to, they told him to delete them. By federal law, you have to keep those records 22 months, and by Colorado law, 26 months. Tina Peters did her job, and she made a copy. She backed up her computer, everybody.
Right.
Okay? Well, they found out that she backed up her computer, which, and boy, and they went after her, because what was in that computer was, it showed everything. This is the one computer, or one backup, where you had evidence that they flipped these elections.
Right.
That all this computer manipulation. So they went after Tina, and they went after Tina, and everyone knows the story. She ran for Secretary of State. They continued to attack her. I backed her. I told Tina, I said, you know what? I got your back, and I find it's lawyers, everything else were. Well, here's recent then. So up to this fall, Tina never stopped talking, but they charged her. They charged her, and they gave her 9 years in prison, everybody. 9 years. 9 years in prison for doing her job. The judge, if you ever get to see that tape, everybody.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I can't even watch it.
She goes, Miss Peters, you didn't learn it. You didn't learn anything.
Ugh.
You did not learn anything. You keep continue to say about this election nonsense and you're a conspiracy theorist. Threw in jail for 9 years, everybody.
It's horrible.
And not even to be out while she's appealing, this grandma. Anyway... So this is the update.
But
everybody.
She's behind bars to this very minute.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's still there. A month ago, when I went in to see the president, he brought her up and he just said he's got his people and you know get her out. We got to get her out. This is the biggest political prisoner we have out there right now.
Right.
Right. And so the administration put out a statement. You guys can look that up. Whatever. But anyway. That was about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks. Now, there's her lawyer.
You're saying a Tina Peters statement? There's President Trump made a statement on Tina Peters?
The administration put out a thing of interest, I forget what it's called, to the state of Colorado. This was very public.
Okay.
So there's a big statement put, but you know, you're going to get her out because he can't. You guys, it's a state thing.
He can't, He didn't have jurisdiction.
Yeah, he can't just say,
okay.
You know,
somebody,
her.
While Mike is talking, somebody please go online and find that link that he's talking about where the administration put out a notice to the state of Colorado about Tina Peters. Can somebody go find that and put it in the chat?
The administration, and I should have had that. I've got it somewhere, probably on my Twitter, whatever, or I mean my ex. But anyway, so he puts that out. So now it brings hope to Tina and to everyone there. And... The lawyer, one of her lawyers, I think she's got many, but I'm supporting with the Lindell Recovery Network, and you can help. I mean the Lindell Offense Fund. I've been helping Tina for years now. She was on my network, Lindell TV, up until December, even doing her show from jail, everybody.
Wow.
But what
happened in December?
But there, you guys can support the LindellPlan.com. You can see what's going on there, too. But...
Okay.
We have the lawyer. Then the lawyer after that came out with the president. The lawyer then is had to go. This I think it's the attorney general of Colorado. You have a state one, a national, whatever it is. But if this keeps going, I just hope that Pam Bondi gets involved, or that the that these people get prosecuted. Like Jenna Griswold and
Jenna Griswold,
even
she's
the judge,
awful.
I think the judge should even be prosecuted.
Absolutely. That judge, horrible. The judges are so dirty. That's what everybody's starting to realize, that the judges are absolutely dirty all over.
But you know, you guys just keep, you got to keep her in the news. And you find, if you guys find that, the president's all over this, but he can only do so much, but they're trying. Because of that, the pressure on there. You know what I think? Just like when Maine said that, Governor Maine said, oh, yeah, I really like men and women's sports. And he said, well, then Maine won't have any money.
How you like that?
Maybe Colorado needs to be cut off.
Right.
But they're holding this grandma in there for doing her job. When the real criminals, everybody, they're traitors to our country. Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, what they did to our elections and deleted all those machines called the Trusted Build. When I say melt down the machines and turn, voting machines.
And in prison bars.
Jenna Griswold will be right behind the ones that take Dominion on the bar. And her equal, Brad Rassenberger in Georgia, can be right next to her in the next cell.
In the next
He's
cell.
The Republican.
I know. So cool. In Georgia. So here's what it says. This was on March 4th. The U.S. Department of Justice said Monday it plans to review the state conviction of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters on charges related to helping a man gain unauthorized access to voting equipment into 2021. The DOJ does not have the power to overturn the state election, and it's unclear what, if any, intervention in the case the Department of a federal court could make. Anyway, that's one article from a probably more of a leftist rag. But anyway, I just found that. But yeah, so let's keep looking for more information about that. But that's the DOJ is going to look into it.
Yeah, the actual order that the administration put out, and I knew it was coming because I heard them in there and the thing. And they just I want everyone to know our great president has Tina's back, but they have to go through a process.
Legal, yeah.
And I hope they go after, not just get her out set free, but the people that put her in there and the real criminals,
right, be held,
including the judge, should be put in prison.
Yes.
They should be put in prison. And
the Lord promises that they will fall into the pit that they dug for the righteous.
Right.
The Lord has promised this.
You know, you bring up, when we talk about our law enforcement and all this stuff, the FBI. You know, when they took my phone at the Hardee's restaurant, you guys can look that up if you want, but they came and took my phone. I said, I want to be arrested. They go, no, we're not here to arrest you. I tried to be arrested because I wanted to make the news and get on Fox and tell everybody about these voting machines. And I'll tell you, as the FBI stood there, they had followed me down to Iowa, tracked me and my buddy coming back from a hunting trip, and scared him. I'm going, but, you know, here's the thing. I'm in Hardee's drive-thru, and a car pulls up. This is at 1 o'clock in
That's
the afternoon.
That's crazy.
Car in the front, car
That's
in the
crazy.
Right, car in the back. Ugh. They had no idea. But you would never know.
It's like Nazi
FBI
Germany.
You would never know they're FBI guys. And I got out and said, I told my buddy, hold tight. I said, who are you and what do you want? They said, FBI. I said, I don't believe you. Show me your badge. Showed a badge over here. And I said, okay, maybe the bad guys wouldn't bring a couple badges. But I chewed them FBI guys out, and I said, you know what? If you would have done that, you could have came to my office, got a backup on my phone. I could care less. But you know what? What you did there, and I don't know if it was planned, if that would have happened at night, I would have bashed through with my truck. Everybody knows that. You read my path. And I'd have went flying. It would have been a high-speed chase looking for a real cop, you know, because I would have thought these were people to kill me or whatever.
Right.
And
like this, like all this, it's like a swatting. Yeah.
Yeah, what they did was so exactly, that's exactly what I felt that they did. And we had guns in the back seat because we had come back from a hunt trip. Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, in a big shootout.
You'd have made the news. You could have made the news, but, you know.
Right, yeah. And I'll tell you, when they got done, I told them, I said, this goes to the Tina Peter. Two of them were for Colorado. This involved the Tina Peter investigation, apparently. And The two of them were from Colorado, and I already knew. I go, you two should be ashamed of yourself. I said, were you part of the ones that broke into women's door like Sharona Bishop, bashed her door and ripped her daughter down the steps with a hoodie, and ripped her down the steps? Another one they FBI broke into in Colorado, all part of the Tina thing. They broke into their house, put their daughter in her underwear, a 14-year-old, out in the lawn.
I remember. I know. Yes,
minutes.
It's horrible.
You guys.
They're lawless.
And you know what the FBI guy says to me? He goes, well, Mike, Sharona didn't open her door fast enough. I said, you know what? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm chewing out the FBI guys for over an hour. I'm reading the gospel to them, telling them they should read my book. I said, do you guys have any moral compass? And they go, Mike, we're just doing our job. I go, no, you guys have crossed the line.
If you
guys had any morality to you, you know what you're doing is wrong. And I chewed them out. I mean, I talked to them for probably an hour after they were done with me when I wouldn't give them my phone. Then I finally did.
Right.
And the one FBI guy goes, I've been doing this 30 years. He goes, Mike, we have to go. He goes, I've never seen anybody because I'm just going, you know, filibusting. I'm in the parking lot. But it's just disgusting.
It is. In my opinion.
The energy and the attacks that went in involving Tina Peters because she did her job. You guys, this is how wide evil goes.
Exactly.
This wasn't just one judge or one gal in Colorado, that horrible Jenna Griswold. There's orders. They pick up phones. And I'm telling you.
Right.
You know, we sit here and we go, well, you know, when's the judge going to make a ruling instead of sanctioning people and you have no standing? A lot of them, I really believe that there's good people out there, good judges too, but they're afraid. They don't want to be the first judge because they, you know, hi, judge, you're living with a pretty nice family. How you doing? And this is what I really believe, that those are going to change. God's going to open the doors no man can shut and shut the doors that no man can open.
I agree. Well, and I, you know, my opinion, this is the man of lawlessness. These people are lawless. They don't believe the laws apply to them, and we've seen it time and time and time again. And this just breaks my heart about Tina Peters. Before we go, we're gonna pray for her. But you know, I believe that the righteous will rule. This is what the promise is, that the righteous will rule. And we're seeing that already in the Trump administration, of course, with our wonderful president. We're also seeing it with his wonderful cabinet. Okay, we're also seeing it with you know, good, like, the, no one's listening to the media anymore. People are, you know, listening to alternative news because they know that they're being lied to. So I think that's terrific. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, what do you think, before we go, what do you think is going to happen on Liberation Day? President Trump keeps talking about Liberation Day. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Are you talking about the tariff day?
Yeah, that's the tariff day. But
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but I just got a call today from three different manufacturers, and one of them is with mattresses. Canada has not let up on their tariff against our bedding industry. And so, you know what? You better, you know, we'll see what happens, but I guarantee you one that's going to win is our great real president.
Right.
You
know? Absolutely. Absolutely. He's a genius. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, we've been kind of looking for this day when I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I just trust President Trump, and I trust that the Lord is over this whole thing. And it's the timing on all of it. But I would just love to see some of these, you know, like Tina Peters released. You know, so, and this golden age.
God's working through our great president.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He holds all the cards. I tell people, don't worry. Mike, look what he's doing to our industry and what's going to happen. You know what? The guy's got all the tools. He's one of the smartest men I've ever met.
Ever.
His instincts are amazing, and God's working through him. Amen. What more do you want, everybody?
Exactly. I'm so thankful.
What's wrong with you?
My favorite coffee cup says, you know, it's like every day I wake up is a great day when Trump is my president, you know. So,
right on.
So, and then the golden age. Hey, you know, when he started talking about the golden age, what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But one of the things, that's why it was so important this week, he knows it all starts with our elections. And if we don't secure our election, this golden age will be very short, everybody.
Right.
I mean, it will be very short. Right. And he knows that. That's why he's coming out full force. He said when he signed that executive order for our election, he said there is more to come. And it's an honor for me to sign this one.
Yes. And, yes. You know, well, he mentioned that. An interesting little thing that you might not have keyed into. In Leviticus 25, it talks about it's a day of atonement. And it says that you'll have an announcement of Jubilee. And then on that very day, the Day of Atonement, back in, I think it was October 12th last year, was when President Trump announced the Golden Age for the very first time. Right. And Golden Age is like, I just feel like President Trump knows so much. He's just such a genius. Yep. He knows we're going to enter into these beautiful days. I believe we're going to have health. I believe we're going to have wealth. I believe we're going to have peace. Whatever we're going through, we're going to get through this. And the Bible says we'll look for our enemies, and we won't be able to find them.
Right there. People, courage is contagious. And I know we all need to be courageous. He's such a great leader because his optimism. When him and I talk, it's not, there's no negative. It's optimism.
I know it.
And that's contagious, everybody. He believes
he's given us all a backbone,
and it's gonna, and it comes to fruition.
Yes,
he has such a gift,
yes,
a God-given gift of problem solution.
Yes,
but he knows what it's gonna manifest to, and that's a gift. And I've told everybody, here's what I've said it many, many times. He's probably gonna end up being called the greatest uniter in the history of mankind, uniting the people. And here's what I have said all since 2016. Everybody loves our president. Some just don't know it yet.
I know. I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%, Mike. Okay, we're going to pray because I know you've got another meeting to go to. But anyway, so I want everybody to go and you get somebody some sheets. These are so cheap. We can all do something to help this great patriot. Help TinaPeters.us. Go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org and let's do whatever we can do and share this information with other people so that we can just keep. That's what we always do. We're not. We're we're not just receiving information. We are the fighters that we share this information. So let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, so much. You are the King of the world. We trust you completely. We're just so thankful that you have awakened us for such a time as this to fight. And I just thank you for Mike and the courage that he exhibits that is so contagious. I'm so thankful for how you're using each one of us. I just pray that everything that he touches, everything that President Trump touches, everything that we touch will be blessed, that everything that the enemy does will just be thwarted and nothing will come to pass. It'll all just crumble. And we thank you that we have beautiful, bright days ahead, just like you promised, this golden age that you promised in your word, that we're going to have beautiful days of health and wealth and peace. We love you. We thank you that you bought all this for us with your own blood on the cross, and that we have all these beautiful things, that the meek will inherit the earth and we will rule and reign with you because you bought this for us. And so we give you praise and thanks that you are the King of the world, and every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. And some people just don't know it yet, but they will. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for coming on. I need you to come back on more because you're such such a great encouragement. So I really appreciate it. I hope you guys all had fun. I'll be on the chat for a few more minutes. I want to make sure that you guys have all the links that we talked about. Okay, you guys. I love you guys. Right.
Thanks,
love you, Mike.
Thanks, everybody. God bless. Thanks for the support.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day. All right. Hang on real quick, you guys. All right. Bye.